This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Bob Crucker is a dairyman in Jerome, Idaho, and board member of the National Dairy Producers Organization. He joins us today with a producer spotlight sponsored by NDPO. Bob, your message today is the concern of overproduction of U.S. milk.
Today, most U.S. dairy farmers are losing money on every cow they milk. The reason milk is worth less than what it costs to make is because the milk supply exceeds profitable demand. Dairy farmers must accept the fact that the milk supply determines the milk price, and since only dairy farmers make the milk, only dairy farmers can create a profitable milk price.
He says it's all about balancing milk supply with profitable demand.
Most of the remaining dairy farmers can survive if they would properly manage the milk they make and their farmer-owner-member cooperatives. Dairy farmer-owner-member co-ops handle 80% of the milk in this country, yet the dairy farmer members have been and continue to go broke. During its annual meeting, DFA reported record profits due to, quote, lower commodity input costs, close quote. That is, cheap milk paid for by DFA to its dairy farmer members at a price less than the dairy farmer's cost to make it, resulting in DFA dairy farmer losses. The rest of the dairy farmer owner member co-ops, which handle another 50% of the U.S. milk production, are also following DFA's example of destroying their co-op dairy farmer members by paying a milk price less than the cost to make the milk in order to achieve co-op management growth and profits.
He says dairy farmer co-op members are in continuing financial jeopardy because of profits.
Today, the existing co-op management has encouraged and accommodated excess milk production far in excess of profitable demand, resulting in an unprofitable milk price. The existing co-op management should be instituting a pro rata across-the-board reduction in milk accepted from its members until the milk supply is balanced with profitable demand, yielding a profitable milk price from the marketplace. This will allow dairy farmers to share in balancing the milk supply they make with the demand that will pay a price greater than what it costs to make the milk.
He says the cheaper milk is killing the dairyman's bottom line, and that's where his group gets involved, the National Dairy Producers Organization.
Today, the profit generated by dairy farmer effort is being taken from the dairy farmer and is being transferred to co-op management and their corporate partners. NDPO has the policies that implement basic market supply-demand economics that will send the correct milk supply to the market and will stabilize a profitable price for the U.S. dairy farmer and allow for the survival of as many dairy farmers as possible of all sizes and locations. NDPO has the policies that will return dairy farmer owner-member co-ops to and for the benefit of dairy farmer co-op members and will reverse the corporate-type management operations implemented by existing co-op management, which only benefits management and not the dairy farmer co-op members. The goal of NDPO to preserve as many of the remaining U.S. dairy farmers as possible by promoting dairy farmer profitability can be achieved if the remaining dairy farmers so choose.
That's Bob Crucker, a dairy producer from Jerome, Idaho, and also board member of the National Dairy Producers Organization.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Have you tried the searchable proceedings of animal conferences? Some 600 proceedings from 60 different conferences at your fingertips. Dr. Ken Olson from the American Dairy Science Association joins us tomorrow to tell us more. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.